We are faced with a credit crisis.
Not a significant number of people of great wealth coming and saying, I'm worried about Citibank. I've seen the stock collapse, and we better get our deposits out of there.
That's right, that's right. And so, you know, from that perspective, again, with 300,000 people around the world, knowing exactly the strength of the bank, we did a pretty good job of making sure we had informed our clients about the strength of Citi. So really, what could happen this coming week that we're in? And it became pretty clear that this was something that was bigger than Citi, in the sense that...
What was it?
In the sense that if it is about Citi, and it was really about the entire financial system, it was about confidence in the financial system. It was about stability of the financial system. It really was about the U.S. banking system. And for Citi, we have a rather unique place. We're in 109 countries around the world, and Citi's strength is viewed to be America's strength in many ways.
Okay, so you knew you had a crisis and a crisis of confidence that may go beyond Citibank, and you had to do something. And it's negotiated all over the weekend, and it's not decided until 12 o'clock on Sunday night. I think that is the report we have. How was it negotiated? Whose plan was it? Was this your plan? This plan for $306 billion in terms of after the initial loss. If there was an initial loss in some of these securities, you would cover the first $29 billion. And then after that, the government would cover 90% of the loss, and therefore you had a guarantee that the assets would be, in a sense, protected. And that instills confidence. You had $20 billion in terms of preferred took place as well. Was that your plan? Was that Geithner's plan? Was that Paulson's plan? How do those things happen?